Governor Gavin Newsom praised the success of law enforcement professionals in seizing about $506 million of fentanyl since 2021, when he directed California's National Guard to support drug enforcement operations. The millions in fentanyl seized amounts to over 50 million pills weighing more than 34,000 pounds. Fentanyl isn't the only drug that law enforcement takes out of circulation. Matt Beavers is the California National Guard Adjutant General.
Just this past Thursday at the Otay Mesa port of entry, our team supported seizure of, get this, 3,389 pounds of methamphetamines in one seizure. It's almost $30 million of street value of that narcotic.
A critical component of drug enforcement strategy is crime suppression teams, special units within the California Highway Patrol assigned to areas with a high concentration of crime. Their job is to seize illegal narcotics and weapons and to target repeat offenders. Such teams were first deployed in Oakland, Bakersfield, and San Bernardino in 2024, leading to a reduction of crime in these cities that has led to similar teams in the San Francisco Bay Area, San Diego, Los Angeles, Sacramento, and other regions. In addition to local law enforcement actions, Governor Newsom says working with Mexican officials has been key to successful operations.
We've developed very strong partnerships. I'm very proud of that. And we were able to update those partnerships, formalize them at scale last fall with a memorandum of understanding between our respective state and the federal government in Mexico to continue the joint intelligence sharing, to continue the partnership and continue our efforts on both sides of the border to address that cross flow north and south.
Newsom welcomed officials from Mexico's National Defense Secretariat to California last month to strengthen cooperation on drug enforcement. While California is worried about drugs being brought north into the state, Mexico is worried about the flow of guns south into their country. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.